From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Evacuations due to wildfires have been lifted in Lee and Collier counties. 7,000 acres burned in Collier at 30th Avenue and Golden Gate Estates that was 50% contained as of Sunday afternoon. Three homes were destroyed. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. The news press reports an arson investigator says a fire in Lehigh Acres, which destroyed four homes, may have been caused by a cigarette. WGCU's Quincy Walters spent the weekend keeping up with the changing conditions in Collier.
The air is gray with smoke Saturday morning as Governor Rick Scott gives an update on the fire.
Unfortunately, this morning, some people are waking up to find their homes destroyed and their lives completely changed, which is really tragic. For those of you who have lost or damaged homes, we will be with you every step of the way.
Fire officials like Kingman Schultz, the fire chief of Greater Naples Fire, urge people within the then-mandatory evacuation area to get out because it hampers firefighting operations.
But that 38th Street corridor and the Golden Gate Boulevard area, those are our areas of concern. We've asked people to leave. You're going to see a lot of heavy apparatus up and down your streets. Please be very cautious with that. Please continue to work in cooperation with our firefighters. If they ask you to relocate, please do that. That's for your safety.
The evacuation area is a ghost town. In the area I'm in now, it's mostly populated by houses on big plots of land with gates in front of the driveways. All of the gates are closed, and all of the driveways are empty, except for one. The Mendez family is packing up their minivan and heading to the Everglades to stay with friends. Yadira Mendez just celebrated her quinceañera, and popped balloons are still in the driveway.
I'm a bit anxious and scared about the whole situation, but like I'm just trying to keep my cool and get everything collected that we need.
Her mom, Luz Mendez, packing up pictures and clothes, expresses her concerns.
She says she's sad about the whole situation and she's kind of scared of losing everything we have so far, and that if God may wish upon us that it doesn't go any further.
At this time, Collier County had one shelter open. That's where Kathy Weber is. Friday night, she was in a hotel. Saturday night, she stayed here.
My friend is here, so I thought I'll just come and stay here and pray God lets us go back home.
Saturday night, it rains. On Sunday, the sky is gray with clouds. Samantha Quinn, with the Florida Forest Service, gets in her Jeep to survey areas that have been contained. She says rain was in the forecast for a few days, but it never dropped.
We were kind of not anticipating as much rain that fell, but grateful that it did fall.
We're on a bumpy dirt road. Both sides bordered with charred trees, with burns that indicate the flames here were at least 30 feet high.
Do you see some of the black that's right over here to your right?
Right.
This is where it burned up to. So in a situation like this, what they'll do is they'll utilize this road as a fire break. So instead of trying to go into the fire, they might let it burn up to the road and utilize it as a break so that they can put brush trucks on the road. They're dousing it with water, doing what they can, and then the areas that they need to put the bulldozers in that don't have roads, that's where they'll put those at.
She says the aftermath of the fire should not be measured by the amount of structures lost, but by the amount saved. When we get back to Collier County Emergency Management Center, Quinn gets a notification saying the fire is 50% contained, and the mandatory evacuation zones are lifted. But Quinn says we're not out of the woods yet. She says as soon as the moisture evaporates, the area will still be prone to wildfires. Then comes summer, with potential for lightning fires. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Golden Gate Estates.